The suit against Vice President Cheney comes the day after President Bush called for tougher penalties to fight corporate corruption. The president's speech drew mixed reviews from corporate leaders and failed to inspire Wall Street, where the Dow Jones Stock Index closed below 9,000 today for the first time since October. NPR News analyst Daniel Shore says that's because the president's get tough message wasn't tough enough.
Call it the politics of outrage. In the 1996 campaign, Robert Dole got nowhere asking, where is the outrage over Clinton fundraising improprieties? But public outrage over corporate greed bids fair to be a real electoral factor. And a famously business-friendly MBA president is walking a tricky line trying to capture the mantle of chief champion of public anger. Targeting unscrupulous executives, Mr. Bush talked of conscience and character, but proposed only limited legislative reforms. Stiffer sentences for mail and wire fraud and document shredding, more money for the Securities and Exchange Commission, and borrowing from the anti-terrorism manual, a corporate fraud task force. But to win the outrage mantle, the president may have to address the larger corporate malady of self-enrichment practices that undermine investor confidence without necessarily being criminal. The astronomical pay packages for CEOs, the stock options that represent hidden expenditures, the conflict of interests of auditor consultants. In the outrage sweepstakes, the overarching issue is the deregulatory climate in which the corporate scandals occurred, and whether it's time for re-regulation to establish ground rules to reinforce character and conscience. In the past, financial scandal has sometimes led to drastic reform. Theodore Roosevelt wielded the antitrust club against monopolies engaged in restraint of trade. Out of the stock market collapse of 1929 came the SEC that Franklin Roosevelt created in his effort to save capitalism by underpinning it with regulation. The Wall Street Journal today notes a swing of the American political pendulum away from a quarter century of bipartisan deference to capitalists. The paper also says that the president's rhetoric yesterday was far more dramatic than the substance. The battleground between the administration and congressional Democrats now becomes what new laws or regulations are needed to satisfy public outrage about corporate governance that has failed them. A doubled prison sentence for document shredding may not be enough. This is Daniel Shore.